You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Thunder podcast for Friday, July the 13th. I am your gracious and humble host, Eric G. It's the weekend episode. So yes, the weekend is here. You've earned a couple of days off. Grab a beer, sit out on the porch, go to the lake, have some fun with friends, do that cookout, but today just avoid going to the woods. I think we've all learned that. By now, we've all seen at least one of the 100 Friday the 13th movies that have come out, and there's a very valuable lesson there. On Friday the 13th, don't go to the woods, because if you go to the woods, Jason Voorhees will kill you, especially if you're a teenager, and especially if you've had sex at some point in that movie. Don't believe me? Want to get mad at me for saying that? Go watch the movie. It all plays out. With that being said, since you're not going to the woods today, binge listen to the Locked On Thunder podcast at LockedOnThunder.com. And a quick note on Locked On Thunder for next week, and this is not completely set in stone, but for next week, a lot of the episodes are going to happen during the afternoon. Mondays for sure. And I'm just going to see how that works, how I like it, how you like it. And I would greatly appreciate feedback on that at GEEHSO. We usually try and record these between 9 and 10 every morning and get them out to you by midday. But because I've got some work obligations, I'm going to record them at work. And if I like the way it goes and you like the way it goes, then maybe that's what we do from here on out. But it's completely up to you because you're the listener. You dictate this, and I want to do my best to serve you. Coming up today on the Locked On Thunder podcast, there is a trade off the table. Jeremy Lin's not coming to Oklahoma City. I know you're heartbroken over that. But that also means that Carmelo Anthony is still in Oklahoma City. And there was some really good listener response on Carmelo Anthony. I will get to that. What the Thunder can do moving forward. And really, I think the big thing is how much of a sense of urgency do the Oklahoma City Thunder have and maybe their trading partners have to get a deal done. In segment two, why Billy Donovan will never be appreciated or get the due he deserves in OKC until he does one of two things. And we'll hear from Sam Presti about Billy Donovan coming back to the fold. And I'll talk about why Billy Donovan has exceeded expectations in a lot of ways as coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Then in segment three, Isaiah Thomas signs with the Nuggets. We'll touch on that. We'll talk about the LeSean McCoy situation. We'll go back and revisit that. And I'll give you an update on that because no charges have been filed against LeSean McCoy. But what all this means for the NFL and can the NBA take advantage of that? And we'll wrap things up from there. So there's a lot to get to in a short amount of time here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. My name's Eric G. I did radio in Oklahoma City here for a while. I also work for another publication called Thunder Digest. I am a credentialed member of the media. I've been covering the Thunder for 5 years. And I hope my goal is to always bring a unique perspective about talking about the Thunder that you might not get in other podcasts. And you might not even get on the radio. Because ultimately, the way I look at myself is I'm just a fan, lucky enough to be credentialed and covering the team that I so deeply love and have grown passionate about over these last 10 years. So Carmelo Anthony is still a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder. Jeremy Lin yesterday gets traded to the Atlanta Hawks for a second round pick that you probably will not see. And Lin is most likely going to be a salary dump for Atlanta because they've already drafted Trae Young, and he is the point guard for the future. And then you've got Dennis Schroeder. I mean, maybe you can trade Dennis Schroeder now that you've got Trae Young. And since Trae Young is going to be your starter, and I would think Dennis Schroeder has some big-time value that you could bring in some other players and fill holes with. But considering the fact that Jeremy Lin has only played 37 games in 2 years and is riddled with injuries, it just doesn't seem to be a lot of value for this guy. It doesn't seem to be a lot of use for him. And I would think that the only reason you're picking him up is because you're trying to clear cap space for next year and you're willing to have whatever dead money you're going to have this year with Jeremy Lin, and then it's next year that you're worried about. So maybe you carry Schroeder and Young for a year, you dump Jeremy Lin, and then the Hawks are able to trade Dennis Schroeder next year and then get something in return for him. The good news is that Oklahoma City doesn't have to deal with this headache of what to do with Jeremy Lin. And when we first heard about this, we told you yesterday on this show and via some people that follow the Nets and do a very good job of covering them that the trade would not have worked for either team. The Carmelo Anthony, Jeremy Lin deal wasn't going to happen under the current CBA, and I struggled to make any sense of it for Oklahoma City. So it leaves Oklahoma City right back where they were 24 hours ago or even just this whole time, and that's if Carmelo Anthony's going to waive his no-trade clause, who is that perfect dancing partner? And it may not be out there. The Miami Heat, I read an article today that said that Carmelo Anthony would be a better fit for the Miami Heat than he would for the Houston Rockets, and because Carmelo Anthony could still, the way that the Heat play and the way that the Heat value guys like Carmelo Anthony, he may still be the player that he is in his mind, the Heat may still see him that way. So he could fit in a little bit better with the Heat. Plus being 34 years old, and we know about this Heat conditioning program that is now stuff of legends that Pat Riley came up with, where they want guys to be shredded and in top physical condition. Getting a 34-year-old guy to come in and believe that and work as hard as Carmelo Anthony will only benefit him. The more I read this, the more I want to buy into it, just because I don't want to see Carmelo Anthony at Houston. But if Carmelo Anthony can go make a home in Miami, man, I'm going to root for him. I'm going to root for him in Houston. I just don't want him hurting the Oklahoma City Thunder. And I still, this is the third podcast in a row I've said this, it's going to be a trade, or it's going to be a wave and stretch situation unless somebody just says, okay, we'll do this for you. And responding on Twitter here, and let me pull this up because this was one of our Locked on Thunder regulars who sent me this tweet and responded to yesterday's podcast. So bear with me here while I pull this up. And I'm sorry I didn't have this in front of me, because I try and do everything kind of like on computer or smartphone as we're doing this show. But one of our regular listeners here, not Greg. Yes, it was George Lynch. I had to remember, it's like, I know the dude has a famous name. So George Lynch, not the guitarist from Dokken, but a loyal Thunder fan here in Oklahoma, says that he didn't necessarily see taking Carmelo Anthony, like if you were a team in, say, the Nets situation where you're trying to clear cap space and you're trying to work ahead for the next season, he didn't see taking Carmelo Anthony on as a favor. It should be something that's done for both teams. I go back to, if I'm taking Carmelo Anthony and I'm deciding that I'm going to suck for a year, and I'm going to have to live with fans complaining, not buying tickets, having a hard time selling merchandise or getting people excited about the next couple of years. Because when you decide to tank, the fans take a big leap of faith to go with you. Let's talk about this for a second. When you're the Philadelphia 76ers and you're trying to sell the whole idea of trust the process, you're asking fans to come along with the organization, suffer with you for a couple of seasons, and in the end, in a few years later, you're going to give them a payoff. And in the case of the 76ers, you're giving them a payoff so great that you feel like the sky's the limit, where fans can just see the championship. They can envision the O'Brien Trophy and the trade, or the O'Brien Trophy and the parade that happens. That's what you're asking fans to do when you tank. It's a risk because you have to know what you're doing. You also have to trust that your fans aren't going to become so apathetic that they lose interest, that by the time that you are good, they haven't gone out and spent their entertainment dollars or allotted those entertainment dollars for other things, especially when you are in a city like New York. And not only do you have another NBA team to compete with, but there's Major League Baseball, there's NFL football, there's Major League Soccer, there's even college basketball that you have to deal with. And not to mention Broadway. I mean, we're not just talking about sports fans here. We're talking entertainment as a whole. So who's ever going to take Carmelo Anthony on and do this salary dump is still taking risk. And if I'm in that position, you're going to take a toxic asset of mine. You're going to have to take something that I need to get rid of in order for this to work, because by taking Carmelo Anthony and then turning around and dumping him and trying to clear cap space for next year, there is no guarantee that whatever draft picks, whatever free agents I get, I'm going to be able to make it all work and make my fans happy. It's still somewhat makes me queasy. I guess it's the best way to put it. It makes me queasy as an owner to have all this play out with so much uncertainty. But that's sports. That's anything in life. There's going to be amount of uncertainty. There's going to be amount of risk. And you've got to minimize that risk. Or at least when you do it with such flair that the fans go, all right, man, I can see you working. I know where you're going, because in the end, we're going to get exactly what we want out of this. And unfortunately, the Thunder may not be able to find that partner. I hope they do, but if they don't, then it's a wave and it's a stretch. And then I would think Carmelo ultimately ends up in Houston with that. Summer League update. Thunder lose yesterday to the Memphis Grizzlies in fact, pulling up the numbers. I don't even know if the Thunder led at all during this game yesterday. I was watching a little bit of it before I did the podcast today, simply because I had some business stuff to get to. I don't want to sit here. Oh, and I say stuff like that. I'm just like, hey, man, it's your job to watch the Thunder. Yes, I know. But I had some other stuff to get to. In fact, the Thunder did lead. They led by 2 points. They had a 2-point lead early in the game yesterday, but shoot 44% from the field. Not horrible. 3-point shooting way off yesterday for Oklahoma City. And then as far as the individual performance goes, Deontay Burton, 12 points. Michael Cobbins was 3-for-3 with 10. I mean, Daniel Hamilton had an okay second half, but it wasn't vintage Summer League Thunder. But then again, what is vintage Summer League Thunder, or what is vintage Summer League anyone? And that's the deal you have to put up with. The Summer League is going to show you some inconsistency. So tonight, the Thunder get a crack at the Orlando Magic. And I think all I'm hoping for with this is just that we see some improvement. And that's coming up at 7:30, and I'll be tweeting during that game. So follow me at GEEHSO. Plus, I have all the Summer League stuff on DVD or on DVR, and I plan to go back and watch it here over the next few weeks. And sort of on one of the podcasts, do one segment that's at least compact Summer League. The reason I don't talk a lot about Summer League is because there's other pressing issues going on with the Thunder. And as much as you may want to know about Summer League, so many other good storylines to talk about that I think you're infinitely more interested in. But that's me. And if I'm wrong about that, hit me up at GEEHSO and let me know exactly what you want to know about on your day-to-day life as you follow the Oklahoma City Thunder. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Thank you for joining us. Coming up next, I make another correction from yesterday's show for one of our listeners. And I talk about why Billy Donovan has to do one of two things in order to be appreciated while he's here in Oklahoma City. That's coming up next on LOT. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. I cannot thank you enough for listening to us this weekend. Want to send a big shout out to Brittany. And Brittany, I thought you were an Oklahoma State fan. I see now it's Okla Soda Gal. But thank you. And thank you for your comments about Carmelo Anthony. And thanks to the guy I sent a shout out to from Facebook yesterday, because he's a big Spinal Tap fan. Nick Pennington, I think is his name. Or Shrimpington. Nick Shrimpington. From Spinal Tap, which, God, man, I haven't seen that movie in so long. I got to go back and follow up on all the inside jokes there. But any response that you give, good, bad, and different, it's always appreciated at GEEHSO. And I do want to pimp the other podcast here at the Locked On Podcast Network, Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL. It's all available at LockedOnSports.com. And I talked to our new COO yesterday, and I'm very excited about some endeavors that we may be starting here on Locked On Sports. And I may be doing another podcast. I'm just going to throw that out there because I'm hoping he's listening today, because I'm pimping him. I'm pimping an idea to do another podcast that I really have wanted to do for a long time, and now there may be the opportunity to do it. I don't know if it'll come to fruition, but I feel like it's okay to say this. Plus, I will tell you, keep watching at GEEHSO because there's some other stuff coming down the pike as well. Okay, so Billy Donovan either has to win a championship or he has to leave in order for us to appreciate him here in Oklahoma City right now. In fact, he can only win a championship and be appreciated in Oklahoma City right now. Truthfully, if Billy Donovan doesn't win a championship, and depending on how long Golden State stays Golden State, what Houston does over these next few years, the Lakers, I mean, there's a lot of variables playing out here that could prevent the Thunder from winning a championship. And as we've seen before in Oklahoma City, sometimes it's annoying things like injuries that prevent organizations from fulfilling their full potential. But Billy Donovan has exceeded expectations as the coach of the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you just want to get right down to the nut of it, Billy Donovan brought in here, had that first year with the Oklahoma City Thunder where he had to get used to the NBA, he had to get used to the players, and in that year, was one win away from going to the NBA Finals. Now, granted, he blew a 3-1 lead with Oklahoma City, and then I know that there's a lot of Thunder fans that'll never forget him or forgive him for that, but there were also, after that, the roster's been in constant flux. This is the first year that Billy Donovan has really had this roster come back together and be cohesive, and even saying that, there's still major uncertainty with what's going to happen with the Carmelo Anthony trade, but Billy Donovan now has an idea of what he wants to do with this team and at least has seen it together and whatever changes he's going to make. And he's already probably got the starting five in his head because he knows now that he's not going to have Carmelo Anthony, but he also doesn't know what necessarily the Thunder are getting in return for Carmelo Anthony. So there's still maybe a time of guys learning how to play together on the floor. Even if Jerami Grant's the starter and you get Andre Roberson back at the beginning of the year, there's still going to be time for them to learn how to play together. If you slow play Andre Roberson, he has to come back and get into the fold. So there's just never been a year where there hasn't been major question marks, even this year, major question marks for Billy Donovan. And prove me wrong on this. This is one of my favorite games that one of my program directors liked to play in radio when I was in my days in music radio. He'd throw out this completely BS fact about a band. Like, just say Metallica. He'd come up with just some crazy fact about where they got their name, and then he would always end, "Prove me wrong," and then he would go into a song. It was a cute bit. No, not exactly one of those bits that you're going to remember a guy like Mancow doing, but it was a really good bit. Or I say it was a cute bit, and I wouldn't say necessarily really good. But here's where I will say, prove me wrong. And this is where I give you the opportunity to fire right back at me because you may have something off the top of your head, and I may have to go, yeah, you're absolutely right on that. Give me another coach that's dealt with this many roster fluctuations throughout his career and has done as well as Billy Donovan has. Last year, it's Russell Westbrook and the Pips, okay? And I'm tired of the Gladys Knight and the Pips reference. There's got to be another one. It's Mike Ness and Social Distortion, which if you know anything about Mike Ness and Social Distortion, he is the only original member of that band. In fact, he is that band. Business-wise, you look on it, he is that band. It's Axl Rose and Guns N' Roses pre the reunion. It's the Chinese Democracy lineup of Guns N' Roses is what it was last year for Oklahoma City. And the Thunder were six. Well, then you bring in Paul George and Carmelo Anthony. As we know, Carmelo Anthony wasn't happy with his role. You had to figure out how Paul George fit in. And somehow Billy Donovan still made it work. In fact, he is so appreciated by the organization, Sam Presti brought him back. And here's what Sam Presti had to say about bringing Billy Donovan back.
So with respect to Billy, one of the things that I'm most excited about and excited for him about going forward is the fact that if fortunate enough, he'll be able to work with the same core of a team that, as I said before, has a baseline that we've established, but has some controllable areas that need to improve. If you think about the last 3 years for our organization, and the last 3 years for him, it's been a little bit of a whipsaw in respect to just the team he inherited in 2016, the performance of that team being within a couple minutes of going to the finals, and then not being able to capitalize on that. Obviously, on the heels of free agency in 2016, we're trying to put together a team on the fly and do the best that we can. We were able to get that team to the postseason. And then in his third year, there's a significantly different roster again. I think the best thing for him, and I think the biggest opportunity for him, is in the continuity.
And we learned this week that Billy Donovan had a midnight meeting with Nerlens Noel, so that college recruiter that he was at Florida and was so successful, he's still really successful at it in the NBA. Now, granted, Russell Westbrook and Paul George probably sealed that deal. In fact, they did seal that deal, based on what you read. But I got to think Billy Donovan still knows how to talk to guys and get to them one-on-one. And I just think for now, Billy's going to get criticized, especially when the Thunder don't win a championship, because as a fan base, even though it's only 10 years old, we've been spoiled. But in the end, once his tenure's done, we can look back and go, wow, that dude was freaking awesome. Freaking awesome. And I love talking basketball with him, by the way. He's just flat out great to talk to. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next, we'll revisit the LeSean McCoy situation and what Isaiah Thomas's move means for the Denver Nuggets. Make sure you visit Locked On Sports every day. That's LockedOnSports.com for all our podcasts all across the country in Major League Baseball, the NFL, and the NBA. And plus, I talked to our new COO yesterday. I'm very excited about the direction that this company is taking, and I think you're going to be too. And hopefully, if you're listening, new COO, David, that podcast I talked about yesterday, I still really want to do that. So I'm going to pimp myself out to you again. LockedOnThunder.com. Go to LockedOnThunder.com. Check out all our podcast, podcasts. That's what I'm going to start calling podcasts. I stupidly made a new word. Check out all our podcasts. There you go. Slang now for podcast archive. Podcasts. Put that in your lexicon. Parkives. Podcasts. There it is. I can't even say my own word. And next week, Monday, we'll be doing our podcast of the afternoon. If you like that, if you don't like that, let me know at GEHSO. Okay. Isaiah.